Hey, seated. Really like that song, Hold On to Me. And that has ministered to me for quite a while. That's when I said, hey, I got a hold of the tribe and said, this is one of our next songs. Put it on the list. And if you think these songs are easy to do with a split, with a track, then it takes a lot of work. God uses them mightily. Mightily to make sure that we're prepared in a right frame with the right attitude of mind to hear what he has to say to us. Amen. He prepares the heart to receive this. And worship prepares us. Jesus, born to take away the sins of the world. We are victorious in Jesus. We reign in victory with Jesus. Oh, and I'm glad you came back in here for this, because I think you need to help me a little bit with this song. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory with his redeeming blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Yes, the blood, it is our victory. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Come on, thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, thank him. Come on. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, you shouldn't want to stop when it comes to thanking him for the blood. That blood redeemed you and set you free from the curse of the law. You will taste no death because of the blood. That means we have victory. Yes, we have victory in Jesus. Then why are we so intimidated and fearful of a defeated foe by the name of the devil? Why? Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, has he? No, he's given us one of what? Power and love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. I'll give you the scriptures that I use them. God never intended for us to live in fear. His word says that. He has promised us protection again and again. For every situation. Did you hear that? For every situation. God is not someone who is hard to get a hold of when we are in trouble. Amen. He is not someone who can't hear us call out his name when we have a need. When your kids are sick, you pray. You pray. Right? And he hears you. He hears the prayers. In fact, he is waiting for those who will take his promises. These are his promises. Take them seriously. So that he can rush to the aid of those who call on him. So don't ever feel that you are alone and forgotten. The word says, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And what did he say, Dean? I will not, I will not, I will not in any way leave you. Right. Hold on you Assuredly not. Amen. Amen. The Lord knows right where you are. He knows right where you are at this very moment. He knows no matter wherever you go, He knows where you're at. You can't hide from God. So you need to trust Him, turn to Him, and give Him the opportunity to prove the love that He has for you in the time of trouble when you're in it. He'll shake heaven and hell to deliver you and bring you to a place of safety. Dean, I had that before that was on Flashpoint, brother, because I know you've been listening to the re-records. Okay? I had it first. Holy Ghost is right, brother. I mean, when they said that, I went, okay. I believe that things are orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. I've seen it more and more and more and more. Because what are we talking about this morning? We're talking about His protection. His protection. If you ask the question, will God really protect me? Answer is a big old yes. Yep. And when you're in a time of trouble, in Romans 12:12, rejoice in our confident hope. Where's our hope? In Him, in Jesus. Be patient in trouble. You say that? When you're in trouble, be patient. You try to go off on your own before you talk to God. And that's where we get into problems. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. That's the word. That's we need to focus on the truth and not the lies. Man, do we get fed a lot of lies. The truth will set you free. It's time to grab hold of the promises of protection we can count on today and every day. Every day. No matter how bad or hopeless circumstances may seem. Brother in a blue shirt, listen. I thought of you when I wrote this down. See, no matter how bad or hopeless circumstances may seem. Now I said, may seem. Remember two words. But God. But God. What God has said in His Word is what matters. And we are to make our decrees using His words. And once you make a decree in faith, don't waver. Don't mix unbelief into it. You'll totally destroy that decree you made. Decree it, and it's done. It's established. Establish a thing. That's what you do when you make a decree. You establish it. And you establish something that ain't going nowhere. You establish a good foundation, the house ain't coming down. Okay? We have protection from harm. That's what the Word says. Psalm 91, verses 3 and 4 of the Passion Translation. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. And He will protect you from false accusations and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. Hold on to me. Yeah, He can hold on to you quite well. You can run under His covering of majesty and hide. His arms are faithfulness. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. And He will protect you from what? False accusations. Isaiah 54:17, but I promise you, no weapon meant to hurt you will succeed. you will refute every accusing word spoken against you. This promise is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord, the body of believers. And their vindication and righteousness is from me, says the Lord. He will protect you from any deadly curse. Does it not say that? That's where these are my scriptures I stand on. Galatians 3, 14, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the believers in Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. But Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's what I stand on. I just was at my doctor's office again the other day. He went through everything on my list. He said, yeah, okay. Blood pressure, 118 over 70. Woo! You know? Cholesterol's all where he wanted them to be. I prayed over the vials. When they took them vials out of my arm, I pray over them vials. Everything came in exactly where he wanted it. Now, we got done with that report. All that stuff. He asked me about my vitamins, and we were just jibber-jabbering, having a good old time, talking about the Shell plant, because you look out the window and what they're doing up around that area. But then I got home, and I go online, because you can see what he writes up in his notes. And he says, well, he said, again, I didn't waste my breath talking to him about COVID-19. He's not going to waste his breath. He spent 20 minutes the last time trying to convince me. And I said, there's what I do. I stand. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I've been redeemed from sickness and disease. I've been redeemed from COVID, from influenza. I have been redeemed. I don't get the flu. I ain't getting COVID. I don't get sick. I don't get colds. Do I take vitamins? Yeah. Do I eat 100% right? No. So I take supplements. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with taking. And when I take my supplements, I pray over my supplements. Hallelujah. All right, enough of that. Get back on track here. Okay, the powerful Holy Spirit moved in with your spirit the day you were born again. They're roomies. They're rooming together in you. Yeah. Holy Spirit's in you. Our well-being is God's number one concern. Do you see that? Do you see that? You are His number one concern. And every one of us are the same. Every one of us is just as special. Every one of us are just as important. What He does for you, He'll do for the others. He's not a respecter of persons. His love is the same for each and every one of us. So much so that He gave His Son to die on a cross and bleed that precious blood to the ground. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you for what your blood. Thank you for what you did, hallelujah. He didn't just place us here, though, on this earth and hope the best. No. He set us up big time with some serious resources and protections. Fortresses, hiding places, authority, angels, and most importantly, His backing. Who's backing you? God. God's backing you. Wow. Makes you wonder why you ever feared anything at all. Right? What do we have to fear? Nothing. Even so, when troubles come, we sometimes, we need reminded. Right. Need to remind of us of His goodness, His mercy, His love, and His power. Nothing matches His power. And nothing can match the love He has for you. Amen. Nothing. That's why we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together in the house. This is where we find help to get back into the place where we feel secure, safe, and protected in Him. So that we can live, are you ready, Shirley? Happy and carefree. You're probably thinking, is that really possible? Is that really possible? Yep. And it's also a requirement if we're going to be real about it. It's a requirement. Being carefree is being stress-free and fear-free. Brother Bob Kent, every time you ask him, how you doing, Bob? Comes back with the same thing. He says, I am too blessed to be stressed. No matter what he's going through, him and his lady, you ask Bob, how's it going? How you doing? He says, I am too blessed to even be stressed. And then you got Kenneth Copeland. What's he say? Fear. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. And fear free is the only way to live by faith, which is the only way to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The best part, you know, He's right here, ready and willing to fulfill His promises of protection for each and every one of us. In Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16, oh, Message Bible. If you hold on to me for dear life, says God, hold on to me. Boy, I didn't even know that was going to happen. Praise God. I'll get you out of any trouble. Let me say that again. I'll get you out of any trouble. Yeah, maybe you're not hearing me. God says, I'll get you out of any trouble. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, you got to let it sink in what he's saying. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know me and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you. Then throw you a party.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, a party. I'll give you a long life. Give you a long drink of salvation.
Amen.
We have the promise that we will live long. Okay. All right. I don't think somebody believed me. Okay. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Claim it. Declare it. Decree it. You want to be around for 120 years? He said you can. Do you believe it? I know Uncle Frank, he's claiming it. He's claiming it. You talk to him, he's full of life. He's got them. He does all this stuff electronically. And he's still doing great. Doing good, isn't he, Dan? But he's saying the right things. Do you get what I'm saying? He's saying the right things. He's believing and decreeing the right things over his own life. What are you doing? Something stupid like I used to? I used to tell my wife, hey, Teresa, you only got me until I'm 65. The rest of my family dies at 68. I said, they all die at 68. She said, would you shut up? And now that I've learned, I've got a lot of rebuking of those words that I've been saying for years. I'm going to live a long time. In fact, that's what the doctor told me the other day. When he got done checking the heart, he said, you're going to make it way into your 90s. I said, 120, doc. Yep. He said, I'm going to make it in my 90s. I'm going 120. Yeah. I'm going to 120. That's right. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right. Psalm 91, verse 1, though. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of God Almighty. Yeah. Those who live in His shelter, who put their full faith in Him and fellowship with Him, are promised long life. See, there's little additives there that we need to know about. But what to say that we must dwell and rest with Him. Faith in God Almighty as our protector will carry us through all the dangers and fears of life. Worldly people expect to go at any time in an accident or from an illness. You just talk to them. Here's why we, the believers, need to be different. There are two groups of people on the earth. The people of God and the people who are still living in the devil's kingdom of darkness. See, one can live in security and the other in constant uncertainty, fear. Unsecurity. The difference is that one group has a covenant and the other doesn't. Pretty simple, huh? If God has promised us long life when we live in our ready-den obedience to His Word, there's that obedience again. Why would you ever fear an illness, a car accident, poverty, anything? Long life is promised to us, but just like anything else God has promised, we have to stand for it in faith. Here we go. Let's say this together. I decree. I will have a long life and a healthy life, one full of happiness and joy. So be it. Amen. Where are you choosing to dwell and rest? Right there in the shelter. I wrote. That's where I want to be. In Psalm 23:6, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. So why would we fear the future? Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to Him and are safe and protected. He promises He will respond to His name. Yeah. Psalm 91, verse 15. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. Thank you, Jesus. And you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. When you're trusting and you're praying God, you'll have a peace. You'll feel His presence there. You will feel His presence. And the devil's going to try to disturb you during that time. Do not let him distract you. You have to put up the force against that that's going to try to take you away from getting in prayer and feeling His presence. His presence. His presence in your time of trouble. And he goes on to say, I will deliver you. I will deliver you. The name of Jesus is so vast and its power, that it triumphs over any problem, any trial, any situation we face. Demons flee from it. Disease can't remain in the face of it. Lack and fear dissipate before it, and every darkness is instantly shattered by it. Even death itself cannot contend with it. Oh, death, where is your sting? Jesus. Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. The power and authority of the name of Jesus rightfully belongs to us, the born again Christians. And he expects us to use it. He expects us to use it. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. Y'all believe, right? Okay, these miraculous signs will then accompany you. They will cast out demons in my name. Whose name?
Jesus.
They will speak a new language. Languages they don't even know. Verse 18. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. Snakes, you know, that evil thing. That evil things that might come against you. And if they drink anything poisonous, that's by mistake. You don't do it on purpose. It won't hurt them. In whose name?
Jesus.
Right. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. In whose name?
Jesus.
When we lay hands on them in the name of Jesus for healing, health, wholeness, total recovery, for a miracle that they're believing for. When you put your hands on, you're a believer. Believe what you are doing when you're laying the hands on. And you lay hands on in the name of Jesus. When I baptized, that's what I said. In the name of Jesus, because I have no authority in that. It's in Jesus. I baptized in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I baptized them what? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's all in the name. And he expects us to use his name. Oh, this is my favorite. I got all his books downstairs. I got a whole thing full of them. Smith Wigglesworth. He once said this. There is power to overcome everything in the world through the name of Jesus. He raised people from the dead. He even raised his wife up. And she said, what are you doing? I was in heaven. Smitty, let me go. She didn't want to come back. That's a true story. That means we can put the name of Jesus to work in every area of our lives, big or small, and it will work. I'm going to say that again. It will work. One more time. It will work. That's a promise from God. It's a promise from God. We should use the name of Jesus to put sickness to flight, to rebuke lack, to send demons packing, and for the supernatural protection. Because we are a supernatural church composed of supernatural people. And we can, in the name of Jesus, do supernatural things for His kingdom and what He wants for us. Hallelujah. He wants sickness gone. He don't want disease. Disease don't come from Him. Health, healing, wholeness come from Him. So where's sickness and disease and all this other come from? We know where it comes from. From the devil. Stand on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand, use His word. Hallelujah, Jesus. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. You thought I was going to let you go with one. Always here is the Greek word patae. Okay? I only say it when I practice. You know, I might just quit saying it because it... But it also means this. It doesn't just mean always. It means at all times. And I looked at that. Oh, that's pretty cool. At all times. At all times He gives victory. At all times He gives us victory. He gives us victory. We are promised the victory every time. Now, you got to take note of them. You know, we're not promised a trouble-free life. But we are promised to come out on top every time. Amen. Always above, never beneath. Blessed in the city, blessed in the nation. Hallelujah. Oh, we let all kind of blessings over us. Blessed in our goings in and our goings out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes it isn't in the timing we want or in the way we'd like, but it always happens God's way, which is always the best way. It's always the best way. Father knows best. Just like every other promise, we have to be walking in, oh, here it comes again, obedience. Obedience to His word. Okay? And by that, loving others. Forgiving. Oh, husbands and wives. Staying out of strife. Oh, staying out of strife. Even with your kids, stay out of strife with your kids. You know, I know you got to teach them. You got to, but it's all in how you do it, all in how you approach them. Because if you approach them wrong, you're going to end up in strife. Probably going to end up in a shouting match with one another. Not good. Not good. Stay out of fear and in faith. And obeying all the commandments. When we do, we're promised the victory at all times. That's why in Proverbs 24:16 it says, the godly may trip 7 times, but they will get up again and again and again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. We don't have to fear anything because no matter what comes our way, we have a promise that we'll come out on top. Fingers start to get dry. Not my lips. Fingers. Proverbs 4, 5 and 6. Get wisdom. And an exclamation point out of that. Get understanding. Another exclamation point. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. God promises to guide us safely. The steps of a good man and good woman are ordered by the Lord. Time after time, though, people get delivered. You know that? They'll get delivered out of seemingly impossible situations with one word from God. One word from God. I've seen that. I've seen it several times. People could be ministered to on one word from God. All right time. It's like, boom, that light bulb. All of a sudden that they said the filament wasn't lit no more. Filament comes back together and it lights up. See, sometimes there has to be a repairing of the filament in the bulb. You know, because a lot of time porch lights on, but ain't nobody home. Okay, some of you have been there. Okay, all right, I know. You know what I'm talking about then. Praise God. Wisdom will give us answers about how to stay protected and obtain provision. The wisdom of God will warn us of anything that will lead to danger. In Proverbs 3, verse 13, blessings pour over the ones who find wisdom, for they have obtained, ready for this, living understanding. Did y'all get that? Blessings pour over the ones who find wisdom, for they have obtained living understanding. I know some of you are still sitting there saying, living understanding. The Hebrew text here implies that wisdom gives the ability to take raw facts and draw right conclusions and meanings from them for life. Living understanding? Now I think you understand. How do we find the wisdom of God that will guide us safely through any situation? For one, James tells us, do any of you need wisdom? Ask God for it. He is generous and enjoys giving. He enjoys giving. See, here's an example. He said it along, he enjoys giving. When it comes to tithes and offering, he enjoys giving. See, he set the example. He loved, so loved that he gave. That's right. That's right. When you love the ministry of Jesus Christ, doesn't that be all called Christ? I'm saying you love the ministry of Christ, what's going on, the gospel. You want to give into it because you have a love for it. You have a love and a compassion to see what the gospel can do to people who don't have light on it yet. That's why when you support the local churches with your tithes, this is what it does. This is where it goes. Goes out and it touches people's lives because it gives us an opportunity to gather together, to minister the word, to put it on the web page and put it on the internet. You know, it gets to go out there and people hear that word and they hear the word. And then he said, you know, it goes out, it gets planted. And we're praying that as it goes out there, there's somebody that's going to water that and is going to water that. And then somebody else is going to take and get the harvest. But you know, at times, because it's went out the way, they've been watered and they come in here. And we actually get to partake of the harvest right here. Several have been born again here because of that. Hallelujah. All right. And he will give you wisdom, it says. But then, word up. Yes, you have to word up. You need to spend time in His Word. When you sit down to study the Word of God, praise the Lord for His wisdom. And thank Him that He gives it to you. Ask Him to grant you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as you read and study. Ask Him to show you how what you're reading applies to your life. and how it can put can how it can be put to action. You can get to understand how it applies to your life, but then you got to put it to action. You have to put it to use. You can have all that and put it up on the shelf, and all it's going to do is collect dust. That's all it's going to do. Put some action behind your words that you get from the wisdom of God as you read. God's wisdom and guidance by His Word and Holy Spirit have been given to help us avoid the calamity and destruction that wait to come upon us like a whirlwind. His Word says, calamity and destruction strikes like a whirlwind. Proverbs 1:27. Whirlwinds occur all over the world. And in any season, anytime they can flare up, causing devastation and damage, destruction. They are also called a dust devil. Interesting. A dust devil. God's wisdom and guidance will help us avoid dust devils in our lives. So make a lifestyle of thinking daily about the leading of God. I know, I licked my fingers. The devil, see, he isn't smart enough or subtle enough to sneak up and bring calamity or death on the believer who has learned to walk in God's Word and hear His voice. Our faith in God and His wisdom will protect us and guide our way. Proverbs 3:23 says, they, faith in God and His wisdom, keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. They will keep us from getting tripped up. And we know who's trying to always trip us up. God's protection that we're talking about. God's protection. And I only because I know that someone I talked to in here said Proverbs 3:24. This is for those having unrestful sleep. You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. God has even provided protection for our sleep. And you, I know there's probably a whole bunch of, oh yeah, that's what I want. I'm so grateful for that. See, sleep is restorative to our bodies and our minds, which is why the devil often tries to steal it from us. When we're tired, we struggle more spiritually and aren't operating at 100%. You don't have to tolerate disturbed sleep for any reason. You have a promise of sweet sleep from God Himself. Okay? You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. Oh, that's verse 24. Verse 25. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked. For the Lord is your security. That's your protection. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. How about Psalm 91, verses 9 and 10? Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, which would be your refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. I like verse 10. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague plagues, viruses, influenzas, sickness, disease, come near your dwelling. It's His protection. With that, you should be able to sleep like a baby, knowing that there's no weapon formed against you. None. None that shall prosper. None. You've got to go. No evil shall befall you. No plague. No plague. See, sometimes when the plague comes in and it hits an individual, they get into fear and they start speaking some of the other things about it. And then it just grows. And, well, they get through it. Yeah, I got it. But then it's a little harder because you left it get started. You got to cut it at the beginning and grab a hold of it, right in, and go, pull that weed out because it ain't going to grow no more. She knows a lot about weeding. Anthony don't. He just mows them over. And they come back. that's how you prune a bush. You prune a bush and it just keeps growing and develops. So we don't want to grow our weeds. We want to pull them out by the roots. Now, Proverbs 12:6. The speech of the upright rescues them. This is referring to the words we speak. The words we speak. As believers, we have great security everywhere we go. God is looking after us. He is our shield, our fortress, our refuge. Absolute safety belongs to us as we declare and decree His word in faith. In faith. Nothing wavering. Once you declare it, stay in faith. Do not waver on what you've decreed, on what you've declared. When you say, I decree that that baby shall live and shall not die, that baby shall come forth without spot, wrinkle, blemish, perfect from head to toe, without any abnormalities. In Jesus' name, so be it. Don't change. Stay on that word. Do not move off that word. That one week old and that 11-month old right now, I said this morning, they will live and not die. They shall live and be a testimony. And that's what I said, that's what I spoke, and that's what I'm standing. I called him healed by the stripes that Jesus Christ bore on his physical body. Yes. Healing on those little ones. Healing on those little ones. Yes. They don't know how to fight for it. That 11-month-old isn't awake yet. But the vital signs are going, the heart's beating, all those things are in place. That baby's in a battle. That little girl's in a battle. That's why we should be praying for that little girl. M-I-Y-A is her name. Last name is Rushman. Mark it down. You got a pencil? Write it down. M-I-Y-A. Pray for her. Pray. And the 1 week old, her name is M-I-A. Maya. Real similarities, though. 1 week old. That's why I had such a passion on my heart about praying. That's why when I told Kyle, come on, I said, Kyle, did you get my message? What I wanted. No. He hurried up, pulled it up, and I said, I want that song. Believe for it. Believe for it. We played that song to get us right, and then Dean prayed. Prayed for everyone that was on that list. Plus those names that were coming across. Names are continually being brought up. People are requesting prayer because things are happening. Things are moving because people are praying and believing. And when they're praying, they're believing that they're receiving for that individual.
Yes.
And they're happening. They're happening. They're happening. Absolute safety belongs to us as we declare and decree His Word. Okay. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him I trust. Let's say that together. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Don't put your trust in man. No. When we stay in God's Word consistently, you hear that? There's a key to consistency. His words will become the first thing that come out of our mind in any situation so we can speak them out in faith. His promises will rise up within us in times of trouble and be that shield, fortress, or refuge we need. Our words have power to bind demons, loose protection, stop calamity, heal the sick, halt evil in its tracks, and so much, much more, folks. Speak the authoritative word of God. Speak with the authority language of the King, our King, King Jesus. It's an authority we've been given. Speak words of life. Speak words of life over yourself.
Right.
You know how many of you, I know the words you speak over yourself. I'd like to walk up and slap you. I have learned so much because I was one of the ones that somebody always needed to be going like that, you know. But now I see it and I got a revelation of it and I go, and people go, what did you just say? Oh, my. So now when I talk to people, when they start, you know, a lot of people, because I have real close, I can tell them, yeah, you're right. What are you going to do? You're going to speak a curse over yourself? Come on. Speak life. Don't speak death. Don't speak poor. Speak wealth. Hallelujah. And you need to speak words of life over your spouse. Over your children. Over your family. And your loved ones. Every day. Every day. Plead the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus. Declare scriptures over your life and your family. God promises that your words will bring results. One way or the other. So choose wisely. You are promised protection every day in every way. You are not the part-time focus of God's attention. You are His delight and a full-time object of His affection. 24/7. Learn to plead the blood. Now there's power in that blood. There's victory in that blood. See, the hyssop. This is the hyssop. Okay? I have a tongue. There's an applying agent right there. How about using it to take care of the doorpost? And the lintel.
Yeah.
Do it with your tongue. Plead the blood. Plead the blood over your house. Plead the blood over your vehicle. Plead the blood over your loved ones. It's the blood.
Yeah.
It's all about the blood.
That's
why we sing the songs about the blood. That's what it was all. It cost Him His blood. Did we deserve it? No. But He did it out of love.
Yeah.
did it out of love. Hallelujah. So, right now, you know, you get your heart right. Make sure you've got anything you got in your heart. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of the unforgiveness. And a lot of times you find out, forgive him for what day. Am I just saying, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Because I haven't learned to love them. I haven't learned to look past that. Let me pray for them. Father, I'm not looking for them to forgive me. I want to be able to forgive. I want to be able to walk in that forgiveness. So get rid of all that unforgiveness. You know, and if you did, you don't even know if you did anything. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me of any sins of omission or commission. And Lord God, how about help me clean out my thought life? Oh, this head of mine. Help me keep it and get it clean. Clean before you. Let me replace it with the thoughts that I get as I spend time in your word. So remember, you are worthy because of what he did to take communion. What makes it unworthy is you don't know why you're taking it. You're taking it to honor him. He said, do this in remembrance of me. So, you know, have the guys come on down.